clearly need more whitey stuff yes, it's a reference to cocaine, but that doesn't, there's nothing here that says that I ingested the drug.
Not saying there is, but you were asking for more cocaine and you were asking for more ecstasy, correct?
I wasn't asking for more ecstasy. I was asking for ecstasy.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Don't zoom down. Yeah, don't zoom up. Don't rev up. Rev down. Yes, it's not a race down at the grocery store. You have to cut everybody off. Just take your turn. Everyone has a turn. It's like these fucking people at the Revolve Festival.
Right.
These social media influencers.
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I think I am?
I've got 15 views on TikTok. I kept telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, this is going to come through, man, and you're going to be sad that you're not paying attention to all my creative adventures. And he was like, what?
Whatever.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think LSD is a creative endeavor, Brian, but okay, whatever.
Good luck.
He's like, you want to get a job and pay some rent around here? Has Brian ever told a story and then had someone that was in the story get upset with him? Yes, I have.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I have. And I know that because I have been blocked on Facebook by a couple people.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, another episode of The Commercial Break. Hello, how are you? Welcome back. I am Brian Green. This is the director of... What was I going to say to you? This is the director of Double Ollie's, Kristen Oatley. Double Ollie, man.
Double Ollie's. I can pull him.
You can pull him. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Welcome back to yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only commercial break you'll ever need, guaranteed.
We're right here.
We're right here. TCB, we're right here. How are you? Welcome back. Get right into it. I was at the grocery store yesterday, as I do. And, you know, sometimes it's like, you know. I like going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about the grocery store, but I like going there. I like the act of purchasing things. Mm-hmm. I like to walk down the aisles. I couldn't put a meal together. Yeah, I couldn't put a meal together if you asked me. But, you know, mac and cheese aisle is good for me.
Oh, yeah.
The pasta aisle, I'm all about. And the hot sauce aisle. Hot sauce, pasta, cereal aisle, creamer. I got that. But sometimes I like to go through the beauty aisle and smell soaps. I like to buy different kind of soaps. And shampoos, and then I'm obsessed about my teeth cleaning, so I like to go look at the new, you know, oh, they
latest,
have a new floss. This is what my life has turned into. I used to live with strippers, one of which was prostituting out of the basement, and now I look at floss, the new floss. I'm like, oh, look, a new floss, a
it's
new
exciting.
Glide. Yeah. So I went to the store.
Flossing's important.
That's right. And I was pulling into the... to where I like to park. I have a parking spot, a general area that I like to park at my particular Publix. Okay, it's just, you get in habits, right? People are creatures of habits.
Yes.
And so I go to park, and from one side of the little space, you know, the little space with a couple parking spots on the side of the store, I go. And then from the other entrance, another person comes and just zips right in.
Zipped in.
Just zipped in. Like the kind that you know is...
Were they in a zip car?
They were in like a they were in like a Toyota 4Runner from 1992.
Oh wow!
Right,
they zipped with that.
They zipped.
She got
zipped.
A tiny car, you can zip.
Yeah, no, she zipped.
But,
she pulled her fat ass car right in the spot that I was going to go into.
Yeah,
but you know, the world's a crazy place these days, and you don't get upset about a parking spot.
Yeah.
You try not to, and I just said, I live and let live. You know, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to get in an argument with a lady. I just kind of pulled
into
my
spot.
I didn't get to park in my spot though. That's my spot. I come there. So, but she sure is in a hurry. That's what I noticed about her. And then I park in another spot and I see her, you know, a power walking into the store, right? On the phone, power walking.
Walking and talking?
Yeah. You know, just like one of these, like I hate this word because I don't like to generalize this particular category of person, but like a Karen, right? It was a Karen. It was an older lady. Who just was angry with everybody. She's angry when she's on the phone. She's angry the way she drives. You know, you just like you.
She got your space.
You sense the energy. Your Uncle Brian took a deep breath. He looked, he centered with his pachakra, and he realized that bad energy was in the room. That girl's a bitch. That girl's a bitch. wait, hold on one second.
Yes, center.
I am light. I am love. You're a bitch. I am light. I am love. Go fuck yourself. So I get centered, and then I go into the store, and I do my thing. I go through the creamer aisle and then smell the soaps and do the whole 9 yards. Yeah. When I'm going up to the counter, I shit you not, they have a new like self-checkout lane, right? And everybody goes to the self-checkout lane, which has been proven, by the way, to be slower than the regular lanes. Studies have shown that you spend more time self-checking out.
You're fumbling around with the bags.
You don't know how to use your credit card. Yeah, you've never been to a grocery store before. Yeah, that's right. You've never been to the grocery store before, apparently, and watched somebody do this. So I am walking from one side of the store, and there's like two people waiting in line for one of the six self-checkouts, right? And
you meet her again?
I meet her again.
Oh, my God.
And I'm clearly I'm there first, but she walks right in front of me and stands right in front of me.
What?
Says no fucking words. It's a race. It's a grocery store race. It's a race. Do you remember the rat race, that movie? Yes. And he's like, it's a race or whatever he said. I'm like, holy shit, there's a race going. This fucking Yahoo right here just walked in front of me knowing goddamn well that I was here first.
Yeah.
Said no words. Still on the fucking phone. Still on the phone. Now on one of those Bluetooth headsets that, like, you know, 1922, the Bluetooth that goes like this, the one in one ear, and it's got the loopy thing.
Is there like a jawbone?
Yes, it's a jawbone. Okay. Yeah, a fucking jawbone this lady was wearing. Pissing me off in front of me. Now I'm huffed. Yeah. Now it doesn't matter how center I am. Right. I start breathing heavy. Yeah, I want to let people know that I'm upset. Now I'm like.
She's on the phone. She can't hear you, right?
I wish I had this with me.
Yeah. You should just carry around the megaphone.
Oh my God. I wish I could carry around the megaphone. This lady is now officially pissed me off.
Yeah.
Well, we are two people now waiting in line, and at the exact same time, two people get out of walking away. Two things free up right next to each other.
Oh.
We both have the hand baskets.
Oh yeah.
And now it's a race, right? We know it. I know she knows that I know that she cut in front of me. She also cut in front of me in the parking lot. And now it's a fucking race.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. You know, if you have any coupons, I don't have any fucking coupons. You know, beep, 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 beep. Please enter your customer ID. You know, I'm trying to work my, like, I'm trying to be fancy and work my phone, you know, my iPay. I'm like, beep, 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 beep. And she's just, you know, checking out as fast as she can. And I'm checking out as fast. And I'm just like, Jesus God, I hate people. I'm so angry with the world in this exact moment because this is what's wrong with everybody. This is what's wrong with you on the sidewalks. This is what's wrong with you, the old lady who cut me off in traffic and almost killed everybody, then flicked me off. You're 97 years old.
That's right.
And now Karen is in a race to get out of here faster than I'm getting out of here for no reason. And I am getting caught up in it.
Yeah, so, it's hard not to.
Yeah, so finally I'm like, you know what, Brian?
Just detach.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go talk about this on your radio show and you're involved. Like, you got to stop. Your podcast, you're got to stop. So I stop, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I stop and take a moment, detach myself from this, I hear from her little register, please wait for an attendant. Please wait for an attendant.
And
she's like, ah, it's getting here. It's like, I got to let you go. I'm at the store. You know? And I'm like, and I just checking out slowly. Beep, beep, beep.
That's the way it works.
And slide my credit card into the thing, and I walk out. And then I get in my car, and I can see her shuffling as fast as her fat ass will move. And she gets in the car, and she zooms off. And I'm like, this is what's wrong with us today. Why are we so upset? Why are we so obsessed?
I don't know.
With being better, faster, stronger, prettier, more followers. It's the world has gotten into a really weird place. And I think, you know, I can only speak from my perspective here, living here in this particular part of the universe in the United States. But it seems like everybody is ready to pop. Everybody is ready to pop. And we're all ready to it's like a competition. We're willing to fight to the death.
Oh, yeah.
Over some fucking groceries.
Yeah,
over how fast
stuff.
You can check out of grocery stores. Or how quickly you can steal a parking spot for somebody. Or how angry you're going to get because you're driving the wrong way. Another example. Today I'm driving down one of the side streets, right? Guy, this pisses me off like no other thing pisses me off. And I don't know why. I already have a little bit of road rage going on here. I'm just admitting. I just have a little bit of road rage.
Let it out. Let the steam.
When you're driving down a street. And someone is taking a right, onto the street that you're driving in the direction that you're driving.
Yes.
And there's nobody behind you for miles
and they pull out
and
in miles, front of
you. And they pull out. They come to the stop sign. They stop.
They see you.
They see you.
They gauge. They somehow gauge.
Yeah, they wait for another 5 seconds.
Your speed and then how quickly they can zoom out.
But clearly they're never going to pull out in front of you and get to the speed that you're matching, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They're cutting you off, right? They stop at the stop sign. They wait for 5 seconds until you get close enough. And then they pull out and fucking, and then they are going much slower than you. Right. Always much slower.
Yeah.
Some guy in a truck today, I'm driving down one of these side streets and a guy does this thing. He stops. He looks at me. Yeah, I know he's looking, you know. 5 seconds go by and then he pulls right out in front of me as soon as it's way too late to pull out in front of me.
Gosh.
I slam on the brakes, right? And then.
Yeah, it's almost when you're that person driving too, you're like, they're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. That's not going to happen.
There's nobody behind me. Yeah. Just hold on. Just hold on. Nope.
There they are. There they are.
You did
it. Now they're going to go 5 miles per hour. And that's what he does. He goes 20 miles per hour in a 35. He's going 20 miles per hour, right? And so I am like moving, inching my way closer to him. I'm like, and there's a stop sign, and he stops. And when he stops, he stops. And he stops. And he doesn't move. He stops for at least STOPPOTS. I mean, he is like, he's there. And then when he starts rolling through the stop sign, he's going 2 miles per hour through the stop sign. He's being an asshole. Now he
is. Was he on drugs, maybe?
No. I think this is what happened.
He was getting paranoid.
He is now the community speed patrol. Do you know what I'm saying? And these assholes.
He probably had seen you around the neighborhood before.
Probably saw me at the grocery store.
There's the guy.
Yeah, there's the guy racing at the Publix.
He's like, I'm going to do something about him.
Either that or he's like, that's that commercial break guy. We've heard about him. Oh, it just makes me so, I'm just like, it makes me sad for the world because I don't think it used to be like this. Mm-hmm. And but maybe I'm just paying attention more now than I was before.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody thinks they're a fucking safety patrol officer, unless it's them. If they were going 55 miles per hour over the speed limit in their own neighborhood, it wouldn't matter because I live here, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're going, 3 miles per hour over the speed limit, I got to slow you down. Stop it. Yeah. Why can't we all just be nice to each other?
I know. Let's all just calm on down. Zoom down. Don't zoom down. Up.
Yeah, don't zoom up. Don't rev up. Rev down.
Yes,
it's not a race
down.
At the grocery store. You have to cut everybody off. Just take your turn. Everyone has a turn. It's like these fucking people at the Revolve Festival.
Right.
These social media influencers.
Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I think I am?
I've got 15 views on TikTok. I'm the most important person here. It's unbelievable how those people acted.
No, but they wanted like the first seat on the bus.
Yeah, what else do you expect from a bunch of 21-year-olds who do nothing but TikTok all day long?
That aren't actually going to Coachella, but they were going to a party that was
to an after party at Coachella.
Around Coachella. Coachella's like, we're not involved with that, by the way.
Yeah, don't associate us with that bullshit. That's Kylie's or Kendall's or whoever it is. Kylie. I think it's Kylie Jenner. Revolve. She's the director of creative, whatever, the creative director for this company, which means she does nothing and gets paid
she
a whole shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, maybe once in a while. And by the way, I looked through some of that catalog. Diversity and inclusion is bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Not one of those women had an ounce of fat on their bodies. Mm-mm. That's not how real. I mean, some women are built like that, right? And for a few years, they look like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. For a few years, we look good. And then that's how nature is, you know? For a few years, you got the world on your shoulder. And then you have to, do a bunch of stuff to keep up with it. It never works. Gravity always wins. Period. End of sentence. Look at me. Look at my fat ass.
Yeah, it's not very good. That brings up, though, this other show I've been watching, White Hot, about the Abercrombie & Fitch story.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Abercrombie & Fitch?
We'll talk about there was absolutely no inclusion of any kind of diversity. They only wanted to hire hot people. And if you weren't hot, then you just didn't get hours in the store. But you didn't actually get fired. But
yeah.
I'm halfway through it. It's very sad.
That's why I shopped
sued.
At Abercrombie & Fitch.
Right.
It was hot girls. Yeah.
It was a whole look.
I remember one time I was walking. I forgot where I was. San Francisco or something. There was Abercrombie & Fitch store.
Yeah.
and they had girls and guys, live models, standing in the windows of the stores in bathing suits that were barely there. These people couldn't have been older than 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I'm going to go shopping.
Right. Let me see what's
nothing here fits me, but I'm going to go in there. Yeah. Can't fit my fat ass into those jeans, but why not? One of the things that I just have been delaying doing for a long time. We ask occasionally, or we used to ask a lot, you know, if you have any questions for TCB, questions, comments, or concerns, you know,
send them in.
Let us know. And I say it every time in the liners, the little commercial that plays in the middle of the show before the actual commercials. I say, hey, if you have any questions, comments, you know, text us, email us, whatever. People do that, and we never answer the questions. We never actually read them here, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there are a number of questions that I deleted. I will omit from this particular. Okay. Maybe we'll do them down the line. It's going to be a different kind of show.
Are they racy?
Yeah, they're not racy. They're just mean-spirited, right? Like, why are you such a dick? Or, you know, shut your pie hole. Or, you know, there's a couple of people who it's a threat.
I think you should just respond with rev down.
Rev down.
Rev down, dude.
Stop the race. Yeah. Well, I'm going to stop the grocery race. I don't know what I'm going to say. Sign the sidewalk treaty.
I signed it.
Yeah, I signed it.
We were the only ones.
The only ones. Yeah, no one gives a shit. But you know, I went Easter Sunday. I took a run, and I noticed that everybody was real nice.
Oh, good.
Everyone walked on their side, and even groups of people like kind of lined up. Yeah, it was Easter. They figure for one day a year, I'm going to be an asshole. So now, for the first time ever, even though we've been talking about doing this since the first episode of the show, we're doing 176 episodes later. We are going to answer your questions here on Ask TCB.
Nice.
There it is, your very first Ask TCB.
Q&A.
These questions have been coming for almost 2 years, so we've got a lot of them.
Hopefully those people are still listening.
Probably not. I take a look at the statistics. It's either those people aren't listening, or they're the exact same people that have always been listening.
Okay, we have some loyal listeners.
Yeah. Hey, remember I said we were about 2 million downloads?
Yeah.
We're almost 3 million downloads now. We almost got another million downloads in 3 months.
That's crazy.
That's incredible. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. Ask TCB. Here you go. I'll start with a timely and topical one. This one's from our good friend, Will the Champ.
Okay.
Excuse me while I take a drink there. I'm a little parched from all the talking about the racing. Will the Champ says, i.e. Will Smith, have you ever had to defend your significant other's honor? If so, tell the story.
Oh.
The answer is no. I haven't ever had to defend my significant other's honor. I firmly believe that, and this goes for almost everybody that I've ever been with, that they are able to handle themselves. And unless they are physically threatened or it's just something outrageous, which I've never had happen to me personally.
Yeah.
No, I've never had to defend their honor. I've never gotten in anybody's face about it. I will tell you one story that it is not funny in any stretch of the imagination, but I dated a black girl one time. This will come up later, this girl that I dated. I dated a girl. She was black. We went to, I don't know where it was, Murfreesboro, Tennessee or something like that. Williamsburg.
Okay.
Williamsburg, Tennessee, which is also Williamsburg, Virginia, I guess. It's like on the state line.
Murfreesboro, I know. I don't know Williamsburg.
It's in that tri-city area up there. Okay. Johnson City, somebody or somebody else. Okay. All right. So we were walking down the street. We had just had lunch, a very nice lunch. We were walking down the street of this particular town, like the town center. And there were very few cars driving by, but I noticed that one of the cars drove by and then turned into a side street and pulled back around just so that they could drive by and call me a something lover.
Oh my God.
And slowed the car down enough. Jesus. It was a carload of people too. It was a carload of people and they were laughing and screaming this out the window.
That's awful.
Which was horrible. Now, I'm not dumb enough to start a fist fight, you know, over this kind of bullshit. Like I wasn't going to get involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I, Had they been walking down the street, I certainly would have said something to them, but they drove by, so I didn't have to do it. But no, I don't think I have any honor. I don't think Astrid would defend my honor. Like, I don't think I have any honor to defend. I think you have to have an honor to defend.
Yeah, I don't think I've had to do that.
Hey, girl, it's me. I defend your honor. I defend your honor in front of your honor. You know what I'm talking about? I just wanted to call and let you know that if anybody ever fucks with you, Holy, you can call me up. I'll defend your honor.
Sweet.
It's with my walking staff. You know what my walking stick is, girl? It's my penis. That's what it is. Trying to defend my aunt, but if you
praise
don't mind,
Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord, if you don't mind, I stop by your house real quick because it's hard to defend your honor on an empty dick, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. I got to turn this holy water into wine, if you know what I'm talking about, girl.
What's up, Carl?
Have you ever had to defend a boyfriend's honor?
No.
Have you ever felt like, have you ever gotten into somebody's face over a guy?
No.
Kevin and I one time got into a fist fight over a girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and thinking back on it now, it was like, this is the girl that, like, we should have never, ever. She had nothing, I mean, at the time, right? If I think back on it now, I don't know this woman anymore, so I don't know who she is or what she turned into, and she probably won't even know that we're talking about it, even if she did find this podcast. But thinking about it now, it's like the most ridiculous thing that we ever fought over was this particular person.
Really?
She had nothing going for her, like absolutely nothing going for her.
A little brotherly competition?
Yeah, we got into it a few times over that. We would get into competitions over friends, right? But that's not, I wasn't defending her honor. I was just pissed at my brother.
Yeah,
or he was pissed at me. It was really more like it. He was dating her. I didn't know this. He like kept it on the DL.
Oh, okay.
He kept it totally on the DL. No one knew. This is a time when Kevin and I didn't do a lot of talking to each other, like directly, you know, we just kind of saw each other occasionally. And then like one Friday night, you know, me and this girl went out and got drunk and high from the McDonald's, right? We got drunk, or not drunk. I don't think I was drinking at the time, but we got high and then we went to a park and we made out. Well, the next day she spread that all around the McDonald's. And of course the McDonald's is like a gossip. Yeah, it's like a gossip Big Mac. All kind of shit on there, right?
The whole thing is the water cooler.
If you were with somebody, everybody else was going to know within minutes because that's how it works.
That's the way it works.
You know, the girl tells one person, the one person tells
the next
person.
That's restaurants in general.
Yeah, it's restaurant work in general. You can't ever keep anything a fucking secret in those goddamn places. So, but she told everybody, and then Kevin came in for his shift, and then that night, or two nights later, or whenever it was, I remember.
Got around.
Yeah, we were downstairs, and he was like, "The fuck you, fucking," and I was like, "What are you talking about? I didn't know you were dating that girl. She's mine. Leave her alone." I was like, "No, she's mine. You leave her alone." And I should have said, "Why are we even bothering?
Take her.
Yeah, take her. Take her." Have you ever been on a television show or auditioned for one? Well, you've been on television.
I have been on television. And we showed it and talked about it. I did go to a taping of The Family Feud.
I don't think that counts. A taping of The Family Feud.
I was part of the studio audience.
Somebody was telling me the other day that they went in, they got that's in the Truett Cathy building.
The Chick-fil-A thing?
Yeah, the guy from Chick-fil-A built those studios down there, right?
Okay.
And the big studios in Atlanta. What are they called? Forgot. Anyway, the big studio complex.
This was like at the Civic Center.
Now they're down at this big studio complex that Marvel's down there and Disney and a bunch of other places. They said they got a tour.
Not Pullman Yards, right?
No, not Pullman Yards. Okay. That's a different thing. They actually got a tour from the guy, from the Mr. Chick-fil-A, right? The guy who owns Chick-fil-A.
Why was he giving tours of Family Feud?
Fucking knows. I don't know. And she said it was like a really weird experience. Okay. And I can only imagine.
Truett Cathy, I'll be your tour guide.
Hey, you want a free chicken biscuit and a tour of the prices, right?
That's so weird.
What are you talking about? No, I just want some Polynesian sauce. Is that okay? You have any Chick-fil-A sauce on you? They sell that stuff at Publix now too. And I have tried out for a television show. I think I told this story.
For Love Island.
The Real World. No, for the Love Island. Dick Island. I tried out for The Real World.
Oh, okay.
I sent in an audition. Right. I sent in an application.
I think everybody, like a lot of
Did
people.
Did everybody try out for The Real World?
I don't know. A lot of people wanted to.
Yeah, I wanted to. I so badly wanted to. And they actually responded to me. So that made me.
That was like the first reality TV.
It was definitely the first reality TV show, at least here in the United States.
Yeah.
For sure, without any doubt, the first reality. And everybody was blown away by it. And it was, if you go back to
Six people in a house. Being real.
Real. You know, no script, no. I wish you could have been, if you're too young to remember The Real World actually on TV, go back and watch that first season.
Of
New York, the very first season of The Real World, and realize just how incredibly boring that season was. I mean, there was one argument.
It was a big one.
It was a big one.
Yeah. No.
And it's in the cultural zeitgeist for sure, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But generally, it's like a bunch of people just kind of...
It was kind of the experiment. But then if you'll remember, as the years went on,
it got crazier.
It got more and more like Jersey Shore.
Remember Puck in the San Francisco one?
Puck.
Yeah. fuck. He was like a walking.
He was crazy guy.
Yeah, he was walking chlamydia. Yeah, he just looked like he had chlamydia. And he's always banging everybody and doing everything and screaming at Puck. People. Good old Puck.
Oh, yeah.
But I tried out for the Real World. It was probably like season number 4 or 5, okay. I have to imagine.
Do you know what city they were?
I think they were, no, I don't. Okay. I don't remember. But because they corresponded back, at first you had to send in.
Like a video?
No, a written thing.
Oh, a written thing.
And okay. Then they would write back to you, I think is how it worked. And then you had to send in a video. So they wrote back to me and they asked me to send in a video. I did send in that video. But for a while, I thought I was a sure shot.
Yeah, you're right.
So I was walking around telling people I'm going to be on Real World. I was like, yeah, I got a lot of things going for me. I'm going to be on Real World season 3.
Thank God I don't have a job right now where I can just take off.
Job? I didn't even have a place to live. 3 or 4.
I really, that's why you did it. You needed a place to live.
I know. I needed a place to live. Of course. I kept telling my dad, I'm like, Dad, this is going to come through, man. And you're going to be sad that you're not paying attention to all my creative adventures. And he was like, what?
Whatever.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think LSD is a creative endeavor, Brian, but okay, whatever.
Good luck.
He's like, you want to get a job and pay some rent around here? No, I don't. MTV is going to do that. By the way, MTV didn't pay those people. I don't even think. And now for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, thank you very much for listening to this episode of TCB. I want to remind you that if you get an opportunity or you're in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please do us a favor and use their specialized URLs and or codes. They always offer a discount or something for free, and it lets them know that we are doing our job so that we can continue to put out great mediocre content for you and for yours. Make sure you go to TCBpodcast.com. There's more information about Chrissy and I. All the audio and the video is there at one location, and you can connect with us. That's at The Commercial Break on Instagram and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for content you cannot find anywhere else. We have special videos that we put out once a week called TCB in the Studio. 5 to 10 minutes of Chrissy and I yapping on about this or that. You know how we do it. You're going to love more of us than you already get. Do us a favor. Hit us up at 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you'd like to be on the commercial break because you have an interesting story or something to tell us, or you have any content ideas you'd like to pass along. And one more thing, if you ever feel like you want to help out the commercial break, your good friends Brian and Chrissy here at the commercial break, you can take 2 minutes to rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Doesn't matter if it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, CastBox, Overcast, or one of the many others that exist, they usually have a rating and a review system, and you adding your rating or review really does help grow the show. So now that I've said all the things I need to say, I'll say one more thing. We'll be back to the commercial break after this commercial break. Do you have any hobbies outside of the podcast?
Oh, yeah. I love to travel. I do love to travel. I like to exercise.
Chrissy's an exerciser.
I like to ride my bike, go hiking, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Music, live music.
Live music
huge,
is
huge,
big,
huge.
Big for both of us, so that I don't get to see as
listening
much of it
to
as
vinyl,
I used
to. Anything related to music.
Anything related to music.
So those are my big ones. I tried to take up like crocheting and I just couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it. You didn't feel like it was something. I don't have any.
I have a whole basket full of things that could have been a hobby. But
me too. I start something and then I get so bored with it. Yeah. Like, I think.
Artist,
guys call me up and they're like, fantasy football, and I'm like, fantasy fucking football. No, I want to waste an entire afternoon picking pretend football players to be on my pretend team. Like, I get it, some people are into it.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
I worked for a fantasy football technology company one time.
Oh,
and
did?
I still don't understand how fantasy football works.
Did you do that?
Years ago, it was before Clear Channel
and Blue.
Yeah, Blue and Nico. I wish I had a hobby outside of the podcast, but I really don't. Mm-hmm. Podcasting is my hobby. That also happens to be my work.
Yes.
And my children, whatever they're into.
Exactly. Yeah.
I used to golf every once in a while, but then I realized that's a ridiculous thing, too. Like, I'm paying $500 every weekend to do
it
something.
It is expensive.
I'll never get my money back. I'm never going to be good enough to make money doing this. Why am I spending all this money? It's fun. until you get to like the 15th hole and you're just so tired and the sun is blazing and everyone else is drunk. You know, it's just like,
I like going with people to play golf because then I can just ride the cart in the shade and drink the beer.
My little brother does that too, Danny. Yeah, so fun. He doesn't care.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's lovely to be out on a golf course. I'll never forget that one time Kevin, my twin brother, he was going to kill me that I'm telling this story, but one time we all golf for whatever. I don't know what we're golfing for, but it's some event. Like somebody's getting married or something. I don't know. It's like six of us go out there. So there's three carts. We go off early in the morning and everyone had a rough night the night before.
Oh no, you're sweating out
the
alcohol.
Oh my God, dude. It's the middle of the summer. No. So it's 92 degrees.
You got to go early.
You got to go early. You got to get there early. And it's still fucking hot as balls because Atlanta sucks when it comes to summertime. And so we get in the carts and the first hole is like, it's downhill, right? Mm-hmm. So you're hitting and it's downhill. And I mean, it's from the tee to the flag is probably a 60-foot elevation drop. Wow. It's big. But the cart path rides along the right side of the hole and it rides at the same elevation as the tee until you get right down toward the hole. So it's like the hole is in a bowl, right? Okay. And the cart path is up like 20 feet, 30 feet above the hole. And then you got to, you know, kind of circle your way back down toward the tee with the cart. So Kevin, everyone hits their ball and Kevin goes to hit his ball and he hits it. It gets not so close to the green. So he parks up on this ledge and he's going to walk down with his nine iron and his putter. He parks and the thing starts rolling down the bowl toward the hole. And by the way, on the opposite side of the hole, it drops off into a ravine.
Oh, no.
So the thing starts driving and we're all looking at this like, what? I mean, is this real life? Like the cart is going by itself toward the hole. Kevin is running after it, right? He runs and he jumps on the cart and he falls right out of it.
Oh, no.
He like tumbles down falling. The car just keeps going.
Oh, shit. Did it hit the ravine?
No, it didn't. Okay, it didn't. It stopped. Yeah, somebody. I can't remember if somebody stopped at the bowl. It just kind of leveled out enough that it did. But poor Kevin. It was the funniest thing. I mean, Kevin took like six or seven head over foot tumbles. I mean, he just tumbled down the thing.
He was making an effort.
He was good. Poor Kevin. We all felt bad for him, but no one who was there will ever forget the image of my brother just tumbling like a snowball down this embankment. So I don't have any hobbies. Thanks for asking. Okay. Do you go to therapy? I have gone to therapy.
I have too.
Yeah. And I'd say it's something that I do on the regular, like, at least a couple times a year, I see a therapist. Yeah, I go to a therapist. Up. Yeah, it's a good tune-up. And sometimes I go for longer periods than others. Sometimes I feel a lot of stress.
Depends on what's
going
on in life.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm here at the commercial break, spending all this money, not making any of it back. I asked my therapist for the discount. Yeah. What's that?
I might need to see.
You see the free therapist. That's what you see. You see BetterHelp.com where they give you free therapy.
That's right. I have tried BetterHelp.com.
I think therapy is something we believe in 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Are Brian's stories really true? Brian's crazy stories really true?
Yes.
They are. Yes.
I've been there for quite a few of them. Yeah, a lot of them. And they're real.
Listen, a good fishtail is a good fishtail, right? If you catch a trout that's a foot long, you might say that it's a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
Right? So is every detail of every story 100% accurate? No, it's all coming from my brain. And over the years, these stories have evolved into being entertaining stories. So I can't say that they're 100% accurate, but nothing about this show is 100% accurate, number one. And number two,
it keeps you guessing.
The gist of the story is for sure true. Yeah. I have never told like a blatant lie. I've never made up a story just for shits and giggles.
I don't think you can make up a lot of stuff that you tell.
Oh my God. It could only happen if it happened. It's like, yeah, you're not pretending with these stories. What is the craziest thing that you guys have ever experienced with each other? Like craziest, she says craziest night you guys have ever had together as friends.
Oh God, I think I know this one.
Oh, I know for sure which
is
one
it
this
the Christmas is. Night?
It's gotta be the Christmas night. I mean, there's no other, there's nothing in comparison. I mean, listen, I dated this woman for a while and she was a little... I don't know. She had she had mental disorder, right? Yes. She was really seriously sick.
But we didn't know quite how far it went.
Yeah, we didn't know how far it went until one night around Christmas Eve. Yes. I would probably say the 22nd or the 23rd. Yeah, it was close before. To Christmas.
I had been out at a Christmas party. Yeah, yeah. You had been somewhere.
I had been at the bar with a friend.
Yeah, I called you. We were hanging out all the time. I called you and yep. I was like, hey, what are you doing? He was like, you said, I just got home.
Yeah, just got home.
I was like, I'm coming. You were like, why don't you come over and have some beers?
Yeah.
I came over there and I was a little tipsy and you were a little tipsy. And so we started playing Christmas music and dancing around and drinking beers and having a fun time and laughing.
So just to like lead up to this story, we worked for Clear Channel. We worked for Clear Channel. The W opened to downtown or in what's called Buckhead, which yes. is like this Ponzi part of Atlanta, you know, rich, you know, and yeah. the W opened and they had a club upstairs and downstairs, a bar downstairs right. and a club upstairs.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it became the place for everybody at Clear Channel to go, or some of us to go. So we got to know everybody. I mean, the W, we were there a lot, and we went to the W one night and I went to go get a drink and Chrissy and the other people went upstairs. And when I went to get the drink, some girl literally walked up right next to me and she started talking. She started instantly hitting on me, like instantaneously. And I didn't see Chrissy the rest of the night. This girl ended up coming home with me, the whole nine yards, right? It mm-hmm. was like super hot and bothered from the moment that we met each other. This is the girl that we're talking about. So fast forward about a month later, and this girl and I had been dating casually for about a month. We'd see each other a couple times a week, maybe. She calls me when I'm at the bar with my, at the beginning of the night, when I'm at the bar with my friend, and she says, can I come over tonight? You know, do you want to go out? And I said, you know what? I needed a break. And I was just like, you know,
things were starting to seem weird.
Things were coming apart a little bit. And I said, you know, I need a break. So we'll call, you know, I got Christmas. We'll meet after Christmas, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Chrissy comes over. Fast forward to like midnight. Chrissy comes over. And at the time, Chrissy and I were smokers. We were cigarette smokers.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, don't ask us because this is what thing we did back then. We were smoking in the house, which I know is a horrible thing to do, but we were drunk and it was cold, whatever. Yeah. We turned on some Christmas music and we started dancing together. Not like slow dancing together, like two people dancing apart from each other to, you know,
rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
You get it.
That's
everyone's
like my favorite Christmas song. Of course. I said that and I was like, let's play it.
Yeah, let's you play it. We did. And the whole nine yards, right?
We have
and
fun.
So... all of the sudden, at one point I go to empty the ashtray and I had a door outside of the kitchen. So I opened the kitchen door and right there was my driveway. And then I had my garbage can. So I go to empty it. And all of a sudden I realize at the end of the driveway, this woman who I had been dating is sitting at the end of the driveway in her car, like blocking the driveway in her car. And she starts screaming at me. She's like, oh, this is chilling out. This is having a drink with your friend. I see what's fucking going on here. A screaming match, meaning her screaming, started. And I'm like, what
I'm
the
inside,
fuck?
Yeah. Like pouring myself another drink. Like, what's going
Chrissy
on out
has
there?
No idea what's going on. And I start walking down the driveway and I'm like, what are you doing? I thought we were going to chill out and see each other. This woman lived 30 miles away from me at this point. It took an effort to come down to my house. She didn't just accidentally swing by on the way home. This girl drove 30 miles to my house. And so I'm like, what are you doing? I walk back and I told her, I'm like, you go the fuck home. Like, I didn't invite you over here. I was angry because she was yelling and screaming. Neighbors were turning on their lights. It was that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I go home. And I closed the door. I open, so I tell Chrissy, I'm like, what the fuck, you know, what do I do?
And
I know you're like, I don't know, call the police. And I'm like, I'm not going to call the police. But I didn't call the police, but my neighbors called the police. So Chrissy and I are like, what do we do? Like, lock the door, close the blinds. This is kind of crazy. This girl starts rapid fire texting me. Mm-hmm. I see who you're with. Who's that woman? I see that girl. Mm-hmm. You would have to stand in my driveway and peer in my window to see Chrissy at this point. This girl is now sneaking around my house looking through the windows.
Yeah.
Now Chrissy and I are a little nervous. We're like, oh, shit, what do we do?
Like, Brian, damn it. Why do you date these girls?
Yes. She's like, your picker is broken. Your picker is broken, Brian. So eventually I go back outside. And she's still there. She's now parked in my driveway and and she's still screaming. And I'm like, you got to go home. You got to shut up. You got to go home. I don't know what you're doing here. I didn't invite you. I'm sorry. This is my friend. This is Chrissy. I've been friends with her for years. Like, she's not going home. You are. I didn't invite you to go there.
Yeah.
And eventually the police came. And when the police came, They got out of the car.
Yeah.
They said that you were causing a disturbance. And this girl had obviously been drinking because you could smell it on her breath. And she started screaming at the police officer.
Yeah.
And the police officer told her, if you don't drive home right now, I'm going to yank you out of that car and give you a breathalyzer. He gave him a chance, right? Gave her a chance. And she was fuck you-ing that officer all the way down the driveway. Like, fuck you. This is my boyfriend. He's cheating on me. And the officer was like, I don't give a shit. Go home.
Mm-hmm.
She goes home. That was the craziest thing we'd ever experienced together because it was so frightening that someone would be.
It was so fun 1 minute.
Yeah, fun and minute. And then the next minute is scary. And we're like, yeah. I remember we like slept in my bedroom and I had a golf club next to the bed. I don't think I slept at all that night. I was like, this girl's going to kill us all. We're all dead. That the story gets much crazier from there. That's just the beginning of the story. It gets much crazier, but we'll save that for a different thing. That is the craziest night we've ever had.
Yep.
For sure. And there's a couple
there's
nights.
Been,
the,
there's been yeah, quite there's, a few other crazy ones. A
couple nights at the Braves game.
Yeah, the Braves game. Yeah.
There was that one night where we were at a bar. I think it was 10 High. There had been a band that had played on stage. And we're talking like there's like 500 people in the crowd, right? And so the crowd starts to dissipate. The band's off. They're all talking with everybody or backstage or whatever they're doing. And Chrissy runs up on stage to play the drums and she, there are no sticks, so she starts playing them with her hands and she's like knocking over the cymbals. And I was at the bar talking to the bartender and he's like, if you don't get her out of here, I will. And I'm like, okay,
we gotta go.
Rachel, let's
Everybody go.
We're too drunk. Away we go. Thanks for the memories. We appreciate that one, that question. Okay. What's your favorite podcast? The Commercial Break.
The Commercial Break. Yes.
In all seriousness, Jordan Harbinger, who's a big sponsor of our show, I actually do like his show.
Yeah.
I like The Gist by Mike Pesca. Mm-hmm. I like Smartless.
I love Smartless.
Conan O'Brien. Will Ferrell's got a great podcast. Mm-hmm.
There's so many out there.
But The Commercial Break is the only one you need.
Yes.
Have you ever had to troll anyone? Have you ever had anyone troll you or give you death threats for your comedy podcast? I feel like that's a veiled threat in and of itself. No, we haven't had any death threats.
We've had snarky comments.
We've had a few angry people. I had one guy that was like, you know, if you don't shut up, you know, I'll make you shut up or something like that.
Just turn us off.
Yeah, just turn us off. That's, I mean, I don't.
Rev down.
Yeah, rev down. Take your grocery store anger somewhere else. Yes. Sign the sidewalk treaty. You'll love it. No, we don't have death threats. That's not something. We're not. We don't talk about anything too serious. So
that's
we don't get
the
that.
Reason why we don't talk about things too seriously.
That's true. Part of the decision that we made regarding this podcast was the commercial break. Let's give everybody a break from all the seriousness. Let's not touch on these topics that by the way, we think are boring because everyone else talks about them and everyone else has the same fucking opinion. It's all an echo chamber. It's not interesting. You're not interesting with your extreme point of views one way or the other. Everyone else thinks the same thing. So congratulations to you. If wishes came true tomorrow, what would you hope would happen with the commercial break? Joe Rogan contract with Spotify. Joe Rogan leaves Spotify, decides the commercial break's a great
it's
fit.
A replacement.
Yeah, because we don't talk about anything too interesting.
Exactly.
I don't know. They're going to go in the opposite direction. Who knows? How do your spouses feel about the show?
Yeah.
I would have to say that my spouse is that both of our spouses are incredibly supportive. I can speak for myself. My spouse is. The show wouldn't have happened without Astrid.
No, she was like the spark.
Yeah, she was the person who really told me, go do this. Mm-hmm. Like, you should go do
get
this.
Get out of my hair.
Yeah.
Go talk to
now she's
call
like,
Hoadley.
Yeah, now it's call Hoadley.
Get her in here.
Yeah, talk to someone else for a minute. Do you have anybody else to talk to besides me? No, I don't. Why don't you put a camera in front of yourself and tape that? Without Astrid, the show would not have happened. And she's definitely was one of the driving forces to getting this going. And now I think she just wants it all to be over sometimes. But now it's like, we can't stop. What do we do now? I got a bunch of commitments to make. Yeah. And Jeff has always been very supportive of the show, just to let you know.
He loves it.
Has Brian ever told a story and then had someone that was in the story get upset with him? Yes, I have.
Oh,
yes, I have. And I know that because I have been blocked on Facebook by a couple people. I never give away names, though.
No.
We never say names. But I know that some of these people in these stories, obviously some of these stories are really crazy, and only one person could be responsible for that story.
Yeah.
And I also have a friend who is single, and he has a lot of single foibles that I keep talking about on this.
That's right.
And he hates me. He's always texting me, bro, do you got to use my story? Yes, I do. Yes,
it's that good.
So I feel like the stories are going to get cut off at some point. I feel like he's going to be like, I'm not telling that story to Brian. Have you? How do you pick the show topics? Randomly.
Combination.
Yeah, combination. Yeah, yeah. Chrissy throws in some ideas. Tina throws in some ideas, who's a good friend of the show and a friend of mine for longer than I've known Chrissy. I've known Tina for about 30 years, yeah, actually, at this point. Yeah, for a long time. Mm-hmm. And
TLC.
TLC, that's right. I do a lot of trolling on the internet because I'm constantly...
Yeah, the Time Machine thing is one you've been getting stuff from.
Yeah, the Internet Archive is one that I get from. Weird news stories. Just you fumble upon it. If you spend as much time on the computer as I do, you fumble upon it. People send stuff to you. We always try and give credit when people send stuff. Will the Champ oftentimes sends us show ideas. We've had Marianne Cooper has sent us a few.
Yeah.
So there you go. Brian, what's the craziest thing you have ever done?
That's hard.
Craziest thing I've ever done. Craziest thing that I have
ever done.
What
level of crazy?
Yeah, what level are you talking about? Like with sex or with life or...
Or like crazy ha-ha or little, I mean, or just crazy.
Just crazy. Mm-hmm.
Like jackass crazy.
I'd say one of the craziest... Yeah, jackass crazy.
Did you light yourself on fire one time by chance?
No, I've never lit myself on fire. But I did chase a couple of criminals down the street one night. I think I've told this story. I jumped... And when I was living at my parents' house, I saw people breaking into cars at the next door neighbor. They were breaking into their cars. They had multiple cars. They were breaking into them. They were wearing... hooded everything. They were black head to toe. And I, high as fuck, I jumped out. I literally ran and jumped a 10.5-foot embankment, jumped down and chased one of them up the street. Like, if I could chase all three, I thought I could. But I chased one of them down the street. And I had no idea at the time, but they were just teenagers, a little bit younger than I was at the time. I was probably like 19 and they are 18, 17, 18. And they were like 15, 16 years old. And I chased one of them down the street, the large one who couldn't run very fast. But he had a knife and he had a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I didn't know at the time that they were just teenagers and I chased them. I only made that decision because I was out of my fucking gourd and I thought I was Superman. Yeah. So the first time I ever bought weed, I bought it from way downtown, like the part of, you know, the part of downtown that guys like me don't usually show up at and just start asking for weed. Yeah. I went down and I started asking for weed and I was like 14 years old. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of other stuff. I mean, I could go on forever. How many people have you had sex with?
Wow.
It's kind of a personal question.
That is a personal
27.
Question.
27. Right. No. Higher than 20, lower than 200. Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Brian, if you study tantric sex, can you also have sex for 4 hours? No, I can't have sex for 4 hours. No one wants to have sex for 4 hours. Having sex for 4 hours is not a thing that can happen usually. I'm sure there are people who have done it. I'm sure there are people who like to do it. But most, I think, women, if you would ask them how long you would want a sexual encounter to go for, they would say somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes, 20 and 45 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, a little less.
A little higher.
Higher? Yeah. 2 hours? What? Actual sex?
Well, there's the whole, you know.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Okay, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I can see.
Like intercourse.
Okay.
Like, but the whole thing.
The whole thing. From beginning to end.
Yeah.
30 to 60 minutes. Okay. I can see that being an average lovemaking session.
Sting can do it.
But he has actually said he doesn't do it, but he can.
Carl can do it.
Carl does it all the time. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Just want to have sex with you for 6 to 12 hours. But the whole point of tantric sex is not how long can you have sex. It's about can you withhold or redirect sexual energy so that everyone gets satisfaction. And if you do that, then maybe you can hold out a little longer than normal. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Instead of just, you know, blowing your wad within the first 5 minutes, can you hold on, redirect that energy, you know, feel good without actually ejaculating, like all that stuff. That's the kind of the, I mean, there's a lot of the stuff to tantra, but that's kind of the point. So that's why people say that people who do have tantric sex have it for a long time. But I doubt that any woman on earth, normal woman on earth, would say that they want to have actual intercourse for 4 hours in a row. Yeah. I think that would be painful.
Yeah.
For you too. Whatever happened to Henry Fonda is a question that I forgot this. Henry has been on a break.
He has.
For those of you that don't know, Henry Fonda was a character person that showed up in our first season, mm-hmm. or now on our third season, showed up in our first season, one of the very first episodes, like within the first 20 episodes. And he was
he was helping us with the internet
podcast
ads.
Promotion. That's yep. right. Podcast
and
promotion.
And also spying on me.
And yeah. And he really was into Hoadley. He liked Hoadley a lot. And he went away in season two. He never returned. He took a break. He never came back.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll ask him we'll see if we can reconnect with Henry Fonda.
Yeah, let's reach out.
Because we've gotten this a couple times now. Okay. On some of the reviews, we get this too. It's really noticeable that you two are longtime friends. It's what makes the show so relatable for me. I Aww. Feel like I'm listening to some of my own friends when I hear you two talking. I feel like I'm listening to me and my own friends when I hear you two talking. Nice. Have you ever been in a fight? If so, what about?
I don't think we've ever been in a fight.
I don't think we've ever been in a knockdown, drag out argument, certainly.
Yeah, we might have like a disagreement.
I think you disagreed with some people that I dated with, and that made you upset. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think it made you upset because you were like, I want to date you. I think it made you upset because you were like, what the fuck are you doing?
You were going through all this stuff.
Okay. One person in particular.
I tried to be supportive.
One person in particular I dated, and she had some real life issues, like real life challenges with mental health and physical health and other stuff like that. And she was very difficult personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I continued to go back to her time mm-hmm. and time and time again,
yeah.
even though it was causing an extreme amount of drama in my life. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this.
Including with your other friends.
Yeah. Like I was losing friends over it. People didn't want to hang out with me. They certainly didn't want to hang out with her. Mm-hmm. But I had to almost like hide her. Like I couldn't go out with her and my friends because she would inevitably cause some kind of drama and make a scene anywhere that we went. And some of my friends decided not to take it anymore. They just would confront her. And it became difficult for everybody, the whole situation. So I understand that one.
Yeah.
And now looking back on it, I see that clearly she had some issues.
You have to go through these things to get to where you are now.
That's right. Have you two ever, have you two ever disagreed about who you were dating or who you were having sex with? Yes, we have. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If one of you didn't do the show or couldn't do the show, would the other one carry on? I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I think if someone was to get sick and ill and couldn't do the podcast, I think we'd have to make that call at that time. If someone just decided to walk away from the podcast, like, I don't want to do this anymore, it's done. If you walked away and said, I don't want to do this anymore, it's done.
Yeah.
Maybe I would see if there was somebody else who could fit the bill. But I have to say this, and I've said this a million times to my wife and to a lot of other people. I can't see doing the podcast without Chrissy at this point.
No.
Like, I can't see someone else.
And I'm in.
There.
I'm all in.
Yeah, like, I don't think Chrissy's going anywhere. At first, she was just a guest for like the first two episodes. And then I was like, hey, you want to do this every time?
Yeah. Every week?
Yes. So, no, I don't think that. Yeah. I don't think under most circumstances. Yeah. If Chrissy took a break, maybe I'd do the show with someone else for a minute, right? Mm. If she had to take a break for some reason, like, you know, she got sick or a family emergency or whatever.
But we work around those. We've had those.
Yeah, we've had those. Yeah. That's why we record so many of these a week. Because we know something's going to come up. I don't think the show's going to, I don't think I would do the commercial break without Chrissy.
No.
I think it would be another podcast altogether if we did it. What is the worst TCB episode in your opinion?
That aired or that didn't air?
Well, probably that aired.
Okay, yeah. So, I was going to say there's the one that didn't air, which was really bad.
Yeah, there's the one that didn't air I actually cut up the good stuff and I played it in a clips episode. Yeah. Okay, so that is a great question
let's think about that.
And I'll tell you why. Next week, Chrissy and I will pick the worst commercial break episode ever.
Yeah.
And we will make fun of ourselves. How's
Let's
that?
Do it.
We'll go through the episode and we'll do just what we do to everybody else.
It's
gotta
be one of those first ones.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's not. Yeah. Maybe there are, I mean, I think
there
are a couple
stinkers
in season two. Yeah. I mean, it was COVID. We were just trying to keep our heads on our shoulders. Yeah. I can think of one or two, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I think episode number 5. Is not good.
Okay.
I think it's episode number 5. Yeah. It's like where we try and talk about, I was on vacation. We did it via remote. I think you had had a few drinks. We ended up talking about a television show for like an hour straight. It was not good.
Okay.
It was not good. Yeah. But I didn't have any choice. It yes. came out the next day, so I had to edit
That's
it
right.
and air it right then. Yeah, I remember.
Right. We used to do that.
We used to do that all the time. So anyway, that's how you do it. Thanks for the questions. Keep them
yes.
coming in. 661-237-8296. 661, the word best, the number two, Y-O-Yo. If you have any
best
questions, comments, or concerns, send them on in, and you'll be on our next Ask TCB, which we'll try and do more frequently. And if your question didn't get in there, we'll put you in the next one. I know there's a number of them that didn't get in there, but I just tried to pick the ones that I felt like,
yeah,
you know, we wanted to answer.
Right,
actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's some questions in there. It's like, that's pretty personal, dude. I don't think I'm going to put that in. And I put everything on air. So
yeah.
TCBpodcast.com, that's where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, watch all the audio, watch all the video, listen to all the audio.
Yep.
Connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram. And for content you cannot find anywhere else, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Now with full episodes playing 2 days after they air. So they'll be here first on the audio and then there 2 days afterwards if you want to watch the show. Like if we do these clips, now you can see them. So
yeah,
I would want to do that if I was a listener of the podcast. And listen, I watch these episodes like 17 times because
right.
I have to edit them. It's,
yeah.
If I had one wish, it's that I didn't have to listen to my own voice so much. Even I hate it. So yes, you YouTube people, I hate my own voice. And this is what we do. I say, hey, Chrissy, what else can we do today?
I think that's it.
That's it. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say,
bye. Bye.